welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday the 30th of December 2008, and the title of this podcast is Hibernation for a Few Minutes. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Hibernation for a Few Minutes. Beginners. In this part of the world, we need to heat our house for three quarters of the year, winter, spring, and fall. Of course, now is the time of year when the freezing temperatures outside make us turn up the heat inside. It is so nice to get cozy, and there are so many different ways. Sometimes we light a fire, sometimes we put on woolly clothes, and other times we snuggle up together. The other day I walked into the kitchen, where our puppy spends a lot of time. I found her lying on a bed with a best friend. Both of them were wrapped in a cozy blanket. They looked like two puppies, and the one I know best was asleep. It was a cute picture, so I took a photograph. After playing outside in the icy weather, you warm up and feel sleepy. Shh, don't wake up the puppies. Advanced. What expressions do you have for cuteness? Every language that I have come across has words to express that idea. In England, we use the words sweet, cute, dear, and I'm sure many others regionally that I'm not aware of. Here we say cute, precious, and darling. Well, we can all think of occasions when they're used. Wintertime, for a few reasons, generates scenes of cuteness on a regular basis. Snow clothes bundling little children up can make them look cute. Christmas colours, decorations and parties can all show cuteness off to a full extent. One day recently, after the children had come in from playing in the snow, my daughter wrapped herself up in a blanket and laid down with her best friend, our puppy. As warmth was generated, she quickly slipped into La La Land and, without realizing, created a wonderful photo opportunity. Most of the time, they are both running around making noise and getting into mischief, but this occasion was a golden one. When dogs and children are quiet and still, it is a momentary gift. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, please feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.